Hi, I'm Nolan Crawford, Yale Class of 2019. If you've ever picked up some branded memorabilia at a concert, these figural bottles you're seeing here are their 19th century equivalent. In the young history of America, there had never been a public spectacle quite like Swedish soprano Jenny Lind. We now take the idea of a national music tour for granted, but in Jenny Lind's time, it was brand new. A phenomenon was in development during this tour: popular culture and its consumption by mass audiences. Lind's tour benefited from the promotional talents of someone you might be familiar with, P.T. Barnum of circus fame. The American impresario was so successful at promoting Lind's tour that all her concerts sold out. Like the Beatles a century later, Lind was greeted upon her arrival in New York City by thousands of American fans. Barnum also negotiated for Lind to endorse products, from clothes to soap to bottles like the one seen here. But their relationship ended poorly. Lind stopped working with Barnum after only 2 years because he didn't pay her the money she was owed. She wanted the tour to be a success, so she could donate the proceeds to educational charities in Sweden. All told, Lind earned around $350,000, an immense sum for the time. But Barnum earned even more, and both were criticized for the tour's unvarnished commercialism. As soon as popular culture surged into being, so too did a cottage industry of critics who made no distinction between Barnum and Lind's intentions. Lind would have the last laugh. The vast array of commercial objects commemorating her tour preserve her memory in American history. In this display case, you'll see icons of Lind as she often appeared on stage, alone, accompanied with laurels and harp. These bottles portray the Jenny Lind that the public fell in love with, a woman singing solo at a time when men crowded the world stage.